Christmas, good news, and the wonder of the Incarnation. A very happy Christmas to you. I'm so glad you've chosen to celebrate the birth of our Saviour. Today we come together to rejoice in the most important birth in human history, the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas brings with it a variety of emotions. For some it's joy and excitement as we think about presents and celebrations. For others, it can feel lonely, empty, or even stressful. Whatever you're feeling today, I want to remind you of this. Christmas is good news for everyone. We're going to explore the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus. This gift offers joy, peace, and hope, not just for today, but for every day of our lives. And in rediscovering the wonder of the Incarnation, we'll see the profound love of God revealed through his Son. The good news of Christmas. Let's set the scene with Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." Imagine being one of those shepherds sitting in the fields at night. Suddenly an angel appears with a message that changes everything. The Messiah has been born. This good news is for all people, not just the important, the religious, or those who have it all together. Jesus came for everyone. He came for the overlooked shepherds, for you and for me. Why we needed the gift. Why is this news so good? Because we desperately need a Saviour. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 reminds us, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard." Sin separates us from God, and no amount of effort can bridge that gap. That's why God sent Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus came humbly, born in a manger, to live among us, to die for our sins, and to rise again, offering us forgiveness and eternal life. Rediscovering the wonder of the Incarnation. John chapter 1 verse 14 declares, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." The Word, Jesus, is God himself, stepping into our broken world. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being." Think of the humility and love it took for Jesus to leave heaven and become one of us. He experienced our struggles, our pain, and our joys. He made his home among us, showing that God's presence is not distant, but personal and tangible. The glory revealed in Jesus. Jesus revealed the glory of God through his unfailing love and faithfulness. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 tells us, "The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God." Jesus' life, death and resurrection demonstrate the depth of God's love for us. J.I. Packer once wrote, "God became man, the divine Son became a Jew. The Almighty appeared on earth as a helpless human baby." The more you think about it, the more staggering it gets. This is the wonder of the Incarnation. God with us, Emmanuel. Joy for today and hope for tomorrow. The angel proclaimed that the good news would bring great joy. This joy isn't found in presents or decorations, but in Jesus. Because of him, we're loved, forgiven, and never alone. Jesus' presence offers strength in our weaknesses, hope in our uncertainties, and peace in our storms. As Matthew 1:23 says, Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Whatever challenges you face, know that God is with you, offering hope not just for today, but for eternity. Will you accept the greatest gift? Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." This gift is freely offered, but it must be received. Will you accept Jesus as your Saviour? If you've never made that decision, or if you want to recommit your life to Him, I invite you to pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into the world to save us. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for my sins. Today, I choose to receive the gift of salvation. I ask you to forgive me and to come into my life as my Saviour and Lord. Fill me with your joy, your peace, and your hope. I choose to follow you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you prayed that prayer, all of heaven is celebrating with you. You are now part of God's family, and that's the greatest gift of all. This Christmas, let's celebrate with hearts full of gratitude. Jesus is the reason for the season. His birth, life, and sacrifice change everything. May His love and presence fill your home and your heart today and every day. From my heart to yours, Happy Christmas, and God bless you.